And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just saving the world one soundbite at a time. So a bunch of y'all are texting in. I'll try to keep coming back to those momentarily, but I got to do this right now. I mean, listen, you know the thing, man. Every once in a while, I'm getting ready for the show in the wee hours of the morning, because that's when it is, wee hours. I'm in the wee hours of the morning, sitting there having my coffee. I get up in the morning early, and I start diving on in, and I am just trying to get the show resourced out. Sometimes I look at it, and I think, look at the wokeness. Oh, my gosh. How woke can that be? Look at all that. How in the world did they do that much woke? And I find myself realizing that I have just created a smorgasbord of wokeness, that I have found an entire buffet, a charcuterie, if you will, a veritable cornucopia, a plethora of wokeness, which means it's once again time for another round of Adventures in Woke World.
Adventures in Woke World.
I hold here in my calloused former paratrooper hands an article from Fox Business Dateline 2 days ago. Cracks me up, man. By the way, get your sound effects ready because you're going to need them. Cracks me up on when libs think they got a thing going on and then they make their life worse. Are you familiar with Waymo, a company called Waymo? Is that a thing?
I'm not familiar with it,
okay,
now.
I feel better. I don't feel like an old fogey now. All right, so Waymo, apparently a company, this is a thing. Like this, right now, by the way, this is out in Santa Monica, California. Of course it is. Santa Monica, California, a company called Waymo has driverless cars. You can basically summon one. It's like an Uber, and it sits there attached to its charger until you put it in the app and you call it, and then it drives to your location. It's got the little revolving thing up top that's like a sensor that tells it where it's driving, and it's got cameras all over it. And anyway, Waymo, the driverless ride-hailing company in Santa Monica, they have something like 56 of these vehicles in their fleet, and people are sick of it. Why? Because California regulations were passed that require driverless vehicles to have beep-beep sounds going constantly. Anytime they back up, they have to sound like a dump truck. Deep, deep, deep. And it's just driving people bananas.
Why?
Especially in the neighborhood where they park. Because now these cars are driving around and they're constantly coming and going to that parking lot. And every time they come back in, they're deep, deep, because they're backing into their charging stations. And
why do they have to beep so much?
Because it's California. That's why. Because this is a woke world, and because they got to over-regulate every single thing that comes along. I mean, on the one hand, I don't think I want to hail a ride from a driverless car.
Nah, I think I'll pass on that.
Yeah, I'm good with that. It's like eating fake meat.
Mm-hmm.
I want somebody to yell at when he misses my turn. By the way, what happens if the car won't stop? What happens if you're going, you're like, excuse me, there's no one to talk to. Excuse me, or what if you just want to get out like halfway because you're mad? Just let me out right here, driver. I'll just get out. Do you tip it? What do you do?
What? I don't know.
Who do you complain to if the driver was rude to you? I mean, and can somebody just jump in the driver's seat and take off? I don't know the answer to these questions.
I don't either. I've never even heard of the company until now.
All I know is they beep a lot.
That's annoying.
And people are sick of it. So in woke world, right now, when you hyper-regulate things and you think it's really cool to do stuff that nobody needs, like driverless cars, one lady said, I want the noise stopped. I thought it was cool, and then those freaking noise started, and I thought, this can't be happening. Waymo is now examining the issue and does not know what to do, but Waymo has had the cops called on them half a dozen times in the last week.
Who do you pull over?
I mean, I don't know. That's a great point. If they're speeding, what happens? And you can't jump in and go, driver, follow that car. You can't do that.
Or, hey, I'm late. Step on it.
Yeah, step on it, buddy. I'll pay you a little extra if you get me to the airport on time. No, you're just like waiting and hoping and driving and I don't know, man.
And the funny part is, if something tragic happened and accidentally, you know, hit another car or hit like, you're going to be the only one in the car. So like, oh yeah, driverless car, sure. You just hopped in the back.
Yeah. I didn't reach up and touch the steering wheel, I swear. Who puts your luggage in the back? I mean,
yeah.
Do they pop the trunk for you? Do you have to push a button on the app? What happens? I don't know. All I know is they beep a lot. And that's messed up. We're already at a break. We come back to this break. I'm still in Adventures in Woke World. I got to tell you, Walmart just paid a penalty. Just paid a penalty, y'all. Tisha James, Attorney General of New York, is feeling pretty big about herself. Got Walmart to pay a penalty. You'll be shocked when you find out what for. Like, are you kidding me with this? Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Just covering down on some major ground across the southeast U.S. of A. Y'all, I'm talking about this show goes for like, from Huntsville back over to Chattanooga. I'm talking about from Tuscaloosa back over to Gadsden. I mean down to that loveliest little village on the plains we call Auburn, straight across the border from there to, yep, what we call, once again, Fort Benning. And then big old patches of North Georgia and Mississippi all thrown in just for good measure. And that's just the radio audience. And all y'all, they go to the World Wide Web, just picking us up on places like our website, on Rumble, on YouTube, on X, on Facebook, live streaming every day, or picking it up on podcast after. We appreciate you more than you could possibly know. Thank you very much. So I'm in Adventures in Woke World. Hit me a sound effect for it again. I just feel like it. I'm trying to get you all the points I can.
Adventures in Woke World.
Maybe some applause. That'd be good. Thank you. Thank you very much. Walmart, JP, the things that liberals care about, the things that liberals will do. If you had to imagine what Walmart is not allowed to ship to the state of New York, what do you think it would be? Pray tell. I mean, it's not a hard guess. I don't want to stump. I'm not playing, I'm not trying to stump you or anything. What do you think that Walmart is not allowed? What not allowed? Like, don't you dare send it to the state of New York. What would it be?
I'm trying to think of something like manly, or I don't know.
Like what?
I don't know.
Something manly?
Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea.
Toy guns.
Okay, I was going to say guns, but yeah, toy guns.
Toy guns. So Walmart agreed to a settlement recently with New York officials after it accidentally shipped toy guns to the state of New York. Authorities, here's the headline. This is from Western Journal, all right? The headline is Walmart hit with civil penalties after shipping toy gun to liberal state. Yep. Second paragraph says, authorities determined the world's largest retailer facilitated the sale of realistic-looking toy guns to residents in violation. If they knew what I played with as a kid,
yeah.
I mean, it looked like I was carrying an AR-15. It looked like I literally was carrying a Colt Peacemaker.
Hey, like, Your dad, my grandfather, for Christmas got me a, when I was in the not BB guns, airsoft guns. He got me a pistol with even a weighted barrel, like a authentic airsoft pistol.
Like it looked legit, didn't it?
Yes, yeah. So I was right there with you.
Not in New York.
No.
Attorney General Tisha James, you know her, Letitia James. Oh, yeah. The one that got Trump, well, she says realistic toy guns can put communities in serious danger. That's why they're banned in New York. They literally, you're only allowed to ship them if they have bright colors or they're translucent so that you can tell they're not real. Is New York that violent? Now, I realize there's crime. New York City, I get it. I've been there, but I loved it. But is it that scary that for kids to have toy guns that no one can figure out, hey, what's that 10-year-old over there doing? I do believe he's carrying an Uzi. And maybe it's true. I don't know.
It's like Woodfin making a ban on toy Glock switch guns. It's like, that's going to fix everything.
Just kidding. I mean, it's awful. Anyway, New York is fining Walmart. And now this is Walmart. This is a multi-billion-dollar corporation. You know how much they had to pay? Think about it. How big was the fine? What do you think it was?
I don't know.
$16,000.
I was about to say.
It was chump change. But it was so small as to be infinitesimal. And yet Letitia James felt like she needed to put out an actual press release on it. Because in woke world, there are some things that really matter. And you can get away with all kinds of stuff in New York.
Letitia James has some of her own problems she's got to handle right now.
She does. Just a few. How about this one? You did a podcast on this.
I did.
You did. Fox News has a story that I'm looking at. Headline, and then you fill in the blanks, please. Headline, Olympic gold medalist. Gender controversy swirls around Olympic gold medalist after a new report sheds light on medical tests. This is Iman Khalif. Is
that right? Iman Khalif.
Iman Khalif, the dude. Even kind of looked like a dude.
Kinda. Yeah. Very much looked like a dude.
Yeah. So tell us what you know.
So World Boxing put out a statement that they will not be requiring sex screening before their boxing events.
What kind of world are we living in that you actually have to sex screen the participants?
But coincidentally, like hours after that story came out, a journalist leaked a lab report from the IBA, International Boxing Association, showing that Iman Khalif tested as a dude for their testing in 2023, which Before the Olympics, which made them, you know, not allow him to compete in the women's division. This is the same report that the Olympics said wasn't good enough for them. And actually, the IOC president called this test report Russian misinformation.
Russia. Yeah. That's what they're going with, exactly. Russian misinformation.
So now
Russia.
Now we have proof of the actual report itself that showed that he was a dude. And the IOC is now caught pretty much lying the whole time. I mean, I knew they were the whole time, but now there's actual proof of it that they were lying. So I'd like to see him get stripped, personally, of his gold medal.
Will he?
No, because that would require the IOC to admit they were wrong, and I don't think they'll do that.
That's unbelievable. So basically somebody behind the scenes said, I am tired of this guy getting a pass on this, and they leaked the records.
It was a journalist of some – I can't remember the journalist's name.
The journalist had to get it from somebody else,
yes,
though.
That's true, yeah. So I'm not sure – yeah, I would agree with that.
So Khalif was disqualified from the 2023 championships before a gold medal bout over gender eligibility issues. And then, we now have DNA testing. That's listen, woke world, you can't write a novel like this. If 20 years ago somebody had written a novel about a guy pretending to be a female boxer and actually having to change the rules of the International Boxing Association to deal with it, nobody would have believed it.
Yeah.
That would have been science fiction fantasy novels.
For sure. And if I'm the women boxers that lost to him, I'm suing the crap out of the IOC.
Yes.
Now, because boxing is unique in the way that people have actually died in that sport from competition. So they were literally risking the lives of these women boxers, making them go up against a guy. I'd be suing them right now.
That one particular bout, I remember when the actual female boxer took one like to
she
the chin.
She took like two or three jabs.
Yeah, and said, "I'm not doing this anymore." Mm-hmm. And you could see how distraught she was. She had trained probably half her life to be able to earn a right to go to the Olympics, and then had to deal with fighting a guy, and that was just layers of wrong.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what else I got here in woke world? Here's one that kind of. Daily Caller, while we're on sports, so out in California, we just had a thing happen in Santa Monica, I believe it was. In Santa Monica, it's kind of become like this wild controversy. The press is all watching to see what's going to happen as a transgender won big in a track competition. And the two females who placed second and third behind the dude who was in female sports refused to take the podium. No, that was in Oregon, wasn't it?
That was in Oregon.
And refused to take the podium with him as he stood there on the podium proud of his feminine ways. You can't, in some places, even protest the fact that a dude is in girl sports, but the girl can be disqualified for over-celebration. So in California, a California high school athlete was stripped of her first place title in the 400-meter dash after she celebrated with a fire extinguisher. Now, I realize what I'm saying here. Maybe don't let the fire extinguisher become a thing, right? But Clara Adams, a sophomore at North Salina, celebrated her first place finish by spraying her shoes, just her shoes, with a fire extinguisher in a celebratory moment. Like she was pretending that her shoes were like she ran so fast that her feet were on fire. So she grabbed the fire extinguisher and thought it'd be funny to spray her shoes. Like, look at me. She didn't spray anybody else. She didn't put anybody at risk. But the California Interscholastic Federation that allows dudes to participate in women's sports said it was unsportsmanlike conduct and they stripped her of her title. I mean, how obnoxious is this? Her sprint coach protested, saying it was racially motivated. Okay, don't go there. said she wasn't disrespecting anybody. Said, I have video of it. She was on the other side of the wall. I told her to step off the track. She just sprayed her shoes. She didn't spray the track at all. We have now protested. But now they're bringing in race. So God knows where it's going to go next. I'm sure somebody's hiring a lawyer. Go figure. All right, what else have I got here? I got text messages coming in. I'll get some of those. Oh, yeah. What's the first thing that a lib does when somebody attacks somebody else with a gun? Calls for gun control, right? Isn't that the way it works?
Yeah, okay. Universal gun control.
What happens if they attack somebody with a flamethrower? They call for gun control.
Yeah.
What happens if they attack somebody with a rock? Gun control. Mm-hmm. So anyway, hotair.com has the piece. Jamie Raskin, congressman from, I don't know, Nutsville somewhere, said the attack in Colorado is yet another in a long line of violence inspired by anti-Semitism, and therefore we need more gun control. Never mind what the dude used was a makeshift flamethrower and Molotov cocktails. There was no gun involved. In fact, I will say this. He apparently tried to buy a gun and was turned down because he's an illegal alien. So as much as I hate to say it, the checks and balances caught the guy and wouldn't let him have a firearm. No telling who'd be dead right now. In the meantime, though, 8 people have been hospitalized with burns and other injuries, and yet Jamie Raskin believes that what we really need is to make sure that we have more, I don't know, like gun control, because that's what happens in woke world.
I mean, we talked about it yesterday, the lack of guns around the area is what helped. I mean, that guns would have helped stop that situation.
Yeah, it would have.
Good Samaritans who were armed would have stopped that a lot sooner.
I think there was a lack of guns and kahunas, just so you know.
Yeah, because people were filming.
They're standing there filming. The guy's ranting and burning people, and they're going, hey, I got to get this on film. Film. Video.
Yeah, same thing, yeah.
Sorry. Old guys talking. By the way, you know what film is, right?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So. Yeah, I do. I haven't watched much of it, but I know what it is.
All right, real quick, a couple more, and then we'll wrap it. I don't know which one I want to go with. Which one's more fun here? I'm going to go with this one. Jerry Nadler, who looks like a bridge troll. Jerry Nadler, who looks like the bridge troll, who hides under the bridge and jumps out to try it, except he couldn't jump. I know he couldn't jump. Anyway, Jerry Nadler has got a staffer at his New York office who thought that it would be a good idea, as there were illegal immigration protesters, like calling for support of illegal immigrants, who DHS was trying to detain, to let them hide in the congressman's office. Like, who thought this was a good idea? Well, apparently DHS didn't. Customs Enforcement agents actually wound up cuffing the staffer and arresting people in the congressman's office. In woke world, anything can happen. All right, I'll stop it there. We'll take a break. We'll come right back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.